You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
What an amazing interview. I was so entertained the whole time.
Thanks,
Glenn. We're talking today with Richie Stevens, actor, ex-gangster, sober guy. Amazing, amazing story. The book's called The Gangster's Guide to Sobriety, My Life in the 12 Steps. You and Laura had a fascinating conversation about the crazy life that you lived before you got sober. I always say to people, the first thing that happened when I got sober is I stopped going to jail. And it's true.
Yeah,
like I ended up in jail quite a few times under, like, without my permission. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I got sober, that stopped. Was that true for you when you sobered up?
I haven't broke out in handcuffs again.
Yeah, since. That's amazing.
I haven't thought about killing myself, or I haven't gone to jail or been arrested or anything close to it, thank God.
I mean, that's the killing yourself thing, I think, is something that people don't understand as being such a private bottom. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I have some guys in my life that, you know, as much as I took, as much damage as I inflicted on my life, I didn't get to that bottom personally. I mean, I did. There were times. Mm-hmm. But what is it, a predominant place that I existed in? You know, for a guy who made a living being a gangster, being powerless over something must have been a pretty difficult thing to accept.
Yeah, it was embarrassing to me because where I grew up, if you couldn't handle your booze, that's like, it's not manly.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's another thing you talked about too, is being Irish and being sober. It's like, it doesn't really exist, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Just like an oxymoron.
It, more than that.
Yeah, one of the names that I liked for potentially calling the book was Sober Irishman. Mm-hmm. But everybody's like, nah, they won't know it's about a gangster.
Yeah, right?
You could be another only one in the room.
It really could be. Yeah. And then that first step is about powerlessness. Mm-hmm. Was that a difficult one for you to accept? You talked about meeting a gentleman who brought you into the rooms, listening to some stories. What was the shift for you? What did you hear that made you?
For a lot of years, I turned a blind eye to a lot of the consequences of what was happening to me. Mm-hmm. Like in my own opinion at the time, I thought I could keep the show on the road. Like I would always like pick other people and go, oh, I'm not as bad as this guy.
Right.
I always have a job. I have a truck. I have money in the bank. I'm not an alcoholic, you know, and I would look at other people and go, I'm not as bad as Eric, or I'm not as bad as such and such. And if you're in recovery, step one is admitted you're powerless and your life is unmanageable.
Unmanageable, yeah, yeah.
So when I was young, I knew I was powerless because I loved drinking and getting high so much. But that was okay with me. I was like, I love this. I need to do it all the time. But the life unmanageable part was the one that finally had to hit home before I had to admit I needed help.
Right.
You know?
But you had to get the booze out. Mm-hmm. Before you could see what the unmanageability looked like.
We're going to take just a quick break to tell you about a cool new product that Scott and I discovered. And we'll get back to our guest's amazing Only One story in just a minute.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Well, wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
I mean, I know we laugh a lot about the stories and the consequences of the things you're involved in. Is that about unmanageability for you? Like, did you stop acting in this manner when you stopped drinking, or did it take a while for you to understand?
Well, the book is like a record of my insanity.
Right. Like, it is like a first step.
That's what it really is. Like, but it's also a story about recovery, too, because they're both intertwined. But when I first got sober, I got it straight away. So I never relapsed, and I once I started coming to the rooms, I realized, shit, I have this problem. Let's try and fix it. And I was willing to do whatever they told me to stay sober.
That's awesome.
And it was, for me, they said, okay, so when you're sober, you can't be cheating on your wife, you can't be breaking the law, you can't be punching people. So a lot of like the behavior that I was used to doing, they said, no, you can't do that anymore. Now you have to be like a straight citizen. You can't tell lies. You got to be honest.
You got to be kind to people. Yeah, you got to be honest.
Yeah, you got to help others, you know, all this kind of stuff. And, because I was all in with it, I was willing to do that stuff, you know, and I told my gang that I didn't want to, I couldn't deal anymore and be sober. So I had to tell those guys, okay, I'm not going to be taking coke every week. And so told him over the phone, but then he wanted to meet me. So I was like, fuck, why isn't it?
What's this about?
But so what it was, I thought they might kill me. Because I knew,
right, you know a lot.
What was going on, and I could identify them and how their business works and everything like that. But he just wanted to meet me and look me in the eye and see if I was telling the truth.
Wow.
Because if you're a drug addict, you're probably not very reliable or trustworthy. So he wanted to see for himself if I was serious. You know, he got into my truck when I met him, and I told him the same thing I had told him on the phone. He looked at me and he said, you know, you're a good guy. You've always been straight with us. And if you have a problem, you're doing the right thing. And I said, thanks. I won't ever identify you guys or anything like that. And then he offered to buy my customers off me.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, yeah. So
give you a sort of a starting, start you out.
A residual income. Uh-huh. He said, look, I want to buy your customers off you. And I was like, no, you can have them. I don't want, because I wanted away from it. And he goes, no, you don't have to see anything. You don't have to touch anything. Just, I'll give you a residual income every week and all you have to do is send me your customers. And I was like, I don't feel good about that, but you can have them. If anybody rings me, I'll just give them your number. How about that? And he's like, it's free money. And I'm like, no, thanks though. Wow. But I was out. When I was out, I was out.
That's amazing. So the other thing that really struck me that I thought was funny is, like, as you were telling the story about getting sober, you were talking about meeting guys who were sober who were ex-gang member or gangsters and terrorists and ex. Mm-hmm. So is there, like, in the sober community, is there, are these, there, a lot of these guys, do you find?
There's all kinds of
people with commonality, like
that? Yeah, and like,
that are reformed or moving forward.
And there's bad people in sobriety too. Yeah, it's like the same as if you go into the bar, you'll meet some cool people and you'll meet some fucking assholes, you know? Sure. But yeah, and it's funny, actually, a few of my friends, even down here in LA, I'm friends with some ex-gangsters in the rooms as well. Like one of my buddies, he has a tattoo on his trigger finger, the Nike symbol. Just do it. You know, yeah.
Wow. I mean, it's just, that's just wild, and it gives me so much hope that people can find a truth that works for them to change. I think the one thing that really struck me was that before you got sober, you could have never imagined a life other than what you were living.
Yeah.
And now I look at this life that you have, and you're only 12 years, almost 12 years into this thing, and you got a book, you got a TV show coming out. Do you get to act in the show?
We'll see. That depends on who the names are, but I'd like to be in it, but I'm flexible.
That's cool. I mean, you're helping other people, you're consulting on other shows and stuff. It's quite an example of how you make one, which seems like a massive change, but not now, right?
It's pretty wild.
Yeah, and everything, all these other doors open up. Have you been able to work with anybody like yourself that has come along?
Absolutely. I have about 20 of them at the moment.
They find you? They say, dude, I heard about you. I've heard about you.
I'm in multiple programs, but yeah, I work with a lot of other people.
Yeah, it's really amazing. Mm-hmm. What's the best part of your life right now? What's your favorite thing that you enjoy?
I get enjoyment out of simple things, like a nice meal, nice cup of coffee, a cigar, seeing a good movie or TV show. Those kind of things weren't good enough for me to enjoy when I was drinking and getting high. Like I remember before I got sober, like I'm an actor, so obviously I like movies and TV.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember before I got sober, watching TV shows. And basically what drama is conflict. So if you have two people in a room and they're getting along together, everything's fine, let's do this, you know. It's not drama. So there has to be conflict. And I used to watch TV shows before I got sober, and the conflict would bother me. Mm. I was so messed up at the time that even conflict on a TV show used to bother me.
You'd be agitated.
Yeah. it's crazy. Like, and because I was so wound up, like,
wow.
You know?
The story you told about your the person who said you have a great aura, she was right. You do. You have a great energy about you, man. I mean, I also feel like I was one of those people that was allergic, truly like spiritually allergic. Like as soon as I ingested something, there was a change in my personality. And I can't imagine. I mean, I can see the characteristic and I can hear the gangster and all that stuff. But your intention and the way you are just seems so genuine. That
I don't think I was that bad of a guy even when I was a gangster, but...
apparently, even your...
I don't think I was that evil, like...
it's so great, though, man, that you've written a book and you're sharing your story about it. Yeah, thank you. Thanks for being on the show.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me, you guys.
Hey, great episode, honey. And now I want to welcome all of our new Patreon members.
Yes, welcome. And I still get a lot of people who don't really understand what Patreon is.
All right, well, break it down for them.
Thank you. I will. I'll break it down quickly, though. All right. When you join our Patreon, you get all kinds of access and bonus content and special opportunities. And your monthly fee, which is small, helps us to keep bringing you all these incredible stories like the one you just heard.
Right on. We hope you're all enjoying the monthly storytelling video series that we're releasing and our Zoom hangs. Please come hang with us. Yeah. Monthly memberships start at just $5.
Per month? Like, what costs $5 a month anymore?
Nothing, right? And you get all of this, and you're helping support us. So while we love seeing you all in our Zoom hangs, we're going to be trying something new, a new way to connect over the next few months. It's called Voxing.
I love myself a good Vox. Uh-huh. But that's V-O-X, right? Not B-O-X.
You got it. Voxing.
Yes. Uh-huh. V is in victory. That's a great idea, hon.
All right, on. Thank you, honey. And so which of our patrons are we shouting out today?
Well, first up is Mercedes Cusick, LMFT.
Right on.
Right.
Mercedes.
Mercedes.
Yep.
She's a licensed trauma therapist and is a certified EMDR therapist. And this means that Mercedes has had advanced training in complex and developmental trauma. So don't tune out. I'm going to tell you what that means.
Mm-hmm. This is some pretty advanced stuff.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
She's doing something really special. It's called EMDR Intensives. And EMDR stands for Eye Movement Desensitization and Reprocessing. So simply by stimulating both sides of the brain, it helps heal the brain and desensitizes traumatic or upsetting memories. I did EMDR when I was dealing with some childhood trauma. And let me tell you, I was actually stunned by the results.
Oh, wow. Thank you for all that, honey. Mm. This is something that everyone can benefit from. Maybe like Laura, you've experienced a disturbing or traumatic event in your life. It could be a car accident, work-related events, sexual assault, crime-related traumas, traumatic medical procedures. Maybe you've had a severe injury, childhood bullying, military combat, or emotional abuse.
Yeah. And if you've experienced any of those things, but like so many busy people, you just don't have time for traditional EMDR, then Mercedes' individualized concierge curated program is for you. The intensive range from half a day to several days, but they're the equivalent of, get this, 2 to 6 months of weekly therapy.
Wow, that's incredible. I feel really lucky that we get to promote this.
Yeah, me too.
I also want to add that because I think it's important that there is no need to talk extensively about these disturbing experiences. And because the intensive format decreases treatment time, it also saves you a considerable amount of money in the long run.
Yeah, that's facts right there. So if you want to start feeling better now, and what do I always say? Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you?
Then EMDR intensives are the way to go. And California residents, click the link in our show notes and find the link to Mercedes Cusick's website and book your EMDR intensive today. That's Mercedes Cusick, LMFT, licensed trauma therapist. She's located in Woodland Hills, California. See our show notes for the website. I just want to also say you can do this virtually if you're in the state of California. You don't have to go to her offices in Woodland Hills. So any California resident, click on that website and go see Mercedes.
All right. That's www.mercedescusick.com.
Thanks, hon.
You're welcome. Honey, so what's new with How to Do the Pot podcast?
I'm glad you asked, mm-hmm. Because it's Ellen Scanlon, and we love Ellen.
We do love Ellen.
She's one of our favorite previous guests, and as you know, she has the How to Do the Pot podcast, which is such a great name.
It is.
Right? And it's all about demystifying cannabis for women. Recently, they released their new Sleep 101 series. Every woman I know could use this. In these short episodes, real women share how cannabis helps women fall asleep, stay asleep, and not wake up with a weed hangover.
Right. And weed is something I feel so many people have old ideas about.
Right. Totally. I mean, we're not talking about the shoebox full of seeds and stems that your uncle had under his bed. On regular episodes of the How to Do the Pot podcast, every week you can listen to fun, short episodes that answer all the questions that women secretly Google about cannabis. How to Do the Pot shares women's personal stories and advice from experts to help with solutions around stress, sleep, sex, and chronic pain. And with the goal of helping women feel more confident about their choices about cannabis.
How enlightening.
Right? Mm-hmm. And if you're ready for practical advice about weed for women, by women, listen to How to Do the Pot wherever you get your podcasts.
Right on. Hey, next up is Cute Booty Lounge.
Yay!
Yeah, Cute Booty's concept born in Kelly's garage in 2004. She was looking to make pants that embrace a woman's curves.
Yes.
Particularly what?
The booty.
Right on.
Yes.
Pants that were still polished enough to wear out and about. Her signature is her patented scrunch booty pockets.
Yep.
Cute Booty Lounge is made by women and for women right here in the USA. The company is incredible, female and minority owned. Go to cutebooty.com in our show notes and order yours today. And honey, what do people always say when you're wearing those leggings?
Cute booty.
Very cool. Right on. And we want to continue to shout out Kathleen Hahn.
Kathleen.
Yep. She is one of the ones that is really just supporting the show every month.
OG.
Yep. And
from the beginning.
Honey, I talk to her every now and then, and she is listening to the shows. mm-hmm. getting a lot out of it. She's a super fan.
She's a super fan.
Yeah, she has a lot of adventures in front of her, and I hope I get permission to tell everybody what she's up to at some point.
Well, maybe she can tell everybody when she joins our Zoom hang next month. Yeah,
bring it on, Kathleen Hahn. Yeah.
And then, honey, we have Brent Shaw.
I know, this is so cool.
Right, so Brent, if you follow us on Instagram, you've seen Brent's work. He manages our Instagram for The Only One
in
the Room.
And he does a fantastic job at it.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. We're about to hit.
We're close to 40,000.
Damn.
But, yeah, that's pretty remarkable. Go ahead, Brent.
But Brent started his own podcast called the Student Performance Podcast.
Right on.
Performance Podcast. Did I say that right? The Student Performance Podcast.
The Student Performance Podcast.
Right.
Yep.
And tell them what it is, huh?
Well, in these episodes, Brent likes to dive deep into the science of concepts that people may never have known about that would have an impact on your well-being as a student.
Yes.
Things like exercise, meditation, sleep, nutrition, cold exposure, all of which will not only transform your life in the classroom, but help you live a more fulfilled life outside of it as well.
That's dope. And, you know, everybody should be a student of some kind, right? If you're a student of life or a student in the classroom. I don't know about that cold exposure thing, Brent. We're going to have to
research on that. Laura's not big into the cold.
I'm not big into the cold, but we appreciate you and wish you all the luck with this podcast.
The Student Performance Podcast.
It'll be in our show notes. And thank you guys for listening all the way to the end.
Thank you so much for listening. The Only One in the Room is produced by the creative genius that is Scott Slaughter and edited by the uber-talented polymath Christina Barcy and her team at Avon House Productions. Hey, you're still listening? Good. Please subscribe right now while you're thinking about it, quick, before you forget. And be sure to like and leave us a review of the show. Want to connect with some other Only One listeners? Be sure to join our private Only One in the Room Facebook group or check out Patreon on our website for exclusive content that you won't find anywhere else. And do you have an Only One in the Room story that you'd like to share? Please send it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.